Good morning. My name is Eva Paštalková. I have just finished my postdoc with Yuri Bujaki at Rutgers, and I'm just starting as a fellow at Genelia Farm. And the work that I will be talking about has been supported by Pedersen Fellowship. So what I would like to explain and share with you today is a story which still does not have an end, but I think it's an interesting story, so I'll explain it, and hopefully you can appreciate the fun of it. So what we are asking is, what does drive activity of hippocampal cells in exploring rats? And these neurons are known to be active only in a specific part of the environment. I'm sorry, do you have a pointer? I think there should be some. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Great. So what has been known for 40 years almost by now is that when an animal is walking through the environment, that cells in dorsal hippocampus are active only when the animal is passing through a small portion of the environment. So these are action potentials of one cell as the animal is walking repeatedly on this linear track, and this line is just summed up activity of these cells. So this is a place field area where the cell is active of a place cell. And we know that these cells, or that the local spatial activity of these cells is dependent on the position of the external cues, because we know that if we flip the external cues, then we can make the cell fire somewhere else. So one of the important inputs into the system are external, or at least information about external cues. In addition to it, when we look at local field potential oscillations, which is basically oscillation of the entire network, synchronous oscillation of the entire network, we see a wave which is of about 8 hertz. And when we look at how neurons are active with respect to this oscillation, we see a very interesting pattern, namely that cells start to fire when you think of this wave as a cosine wave. Then this one cycle, this is a cycle. So then a cell would start to fire as the animal is entering the place field. The cell would start to fire at the end of the cycle, and as the animal is proceeding through the place field, the cell is firing more and more, and it's firing earlier and earlier within a cycle. It fires with the highest firing rate at the trough, and then it's reducing the firing as the animal is leaving the place field, and the cell is firing at the beginning of the cycle. Right. So when you think about the frequency of the firing of this cell, it's slightly faster than the oscillation of the LFP of the LFP oscillation, and this is what we call phase precession. So cells are firing faster than the ongoing LFP, and they are increasing their firing rate as the animal is entering the middle of the place field. And I'm explaining all of these details because I would like you to appreciate the complexity of this coding. It's very complex and very interesting coding. Now, when you ask what does happen when we are looking at multiple cells, how are multiple cells interacting inside of this code? So we have the same example. It's a cell which has increasing firing rate and it's firing the most in the trough of the theta. It's firing very little at the end of the cycle as the animal is entering, and so on. So now when we look at the second cell, it's a gray cell. Then this cell, as the animal is walking from left to right, has a place field later after the black cell. And interestingly, it in fact fires later after the red cell within each single theta cycle. Right? Can you notice the gray bar is always coming after the black bar? And then we look at the blue one, and we realize, wow, you know, it's interesting. It's really the same sequence of the place field is preserved within a single theta cycle. And this is at about 8 hertz, so this one cycle is about 120 milliseconds, right? So when you look at many, many, many cells, what you realize that the sequence of the place field is in fact preserved within 120 millisecond cycle. So this is very precise coding, which is reflecting on long time scale and is basically compressed on short time scale. And we can quantify that by looking at the distance between the two base fields. For example, here zero is a firing of black cell. And this P, those are action potentials of the brown cell at a long time scale, so at a time scale of 1 second. So this brown cell is always firing before the black cell, right? When we look in, on a short time scale, then again, zero is a black cell, and the brown is always firing slightly before the brown cell. So this picture is basically zoom in into this little area. And then we can correlate these numbers, and we say we see very nice correlation. Again, saying that the sequence of the place field is preserved within a single data cycle. Now, the question is, we have now two codes. We know that external cues are important for place fields, but now we have seen that the firing of cells is very complexly coded within oscillation as well. And now we are asking, well, this is a signal which is being created inside of the brain, and this is information which is coming out from outside of the brain. How are these information combined? Is this code more important, or is this code more important? Or maybe both of them are important equally. Well, you could argue that if I don't see external cues around myself, then I have no clue where I am. So how can I think that this code could be important in any way, right? Well, that's how we have been thinking before, until we have not done the following experiment, which I think confirmed that, in fact, external cues may not be important at all, or very, the importance can be much smaller than we have thought, and then this code, in fact, may be very important. I'll explain the experiment. So what we have done is that we let the animal to run in the running wheel. This is these are parts of the running wheel. And then we taught the animal that between the wheel runs, it will always go into the maze and follow either the red trajectory or the green trajectory. So then the task goes, the animal runs for 20 seconds, and then it follows the red one, returns to the running wheel, runs in the wheel, and then it follows the green trajectory. So it's basically running in number 8, and it's and between the choices at this area, it's running in the running wheel for 20 seconds. Right, and now we have asked, well, if the animal is running in the running wheel, then the time is passing, the animal is running, but all of the external cues are stationary. So it means if we see any changes in the neural activity, it can't be because the animal is because of the external cues, because the animal is seeing always the same thing. It must be because of what's happening in the brain of the animal. So we'll look at what is the activity of place cells while the animal is running in the running wheel. So this is an example of one neuron. This is time of the wheel run. So now we've basically unwrapped the time of the wheel running. And these are different wheel runs, different trials. And these all trials are while the animal is running in the running wheel, and the running wheel happened during this green trajectory. And these are trials that happened while the animal was running on the right trajectory. And so, and the color, that's a firing rate of a neuron. So what you can see is that neurons don't fire throughout the entire run, which you may assume when you think that external cues are important for firing of these cells, because the input is constant and therefore the firing should be constant. But that's not the case. These neurons fire only during a very short part of the wheel run, and they fire depending on the context of the wheel run, right? Now there are couple of more examples. So what you can see that some neurons fire at the beginning of the wheel run, some fire a little later, some even at the end, and that they differentiate contrast or context of the wheel run. And now we can look at all neurons, simultaneously recorded neurons at the same time, and we can sort these neurons by the latency of their peak firing rate. So these are example trials. These are all cells during one wheel run that happened during this red context or during the red trajectory and during the green trajectory. So these trials oscillate or switch 1, 2, 3, 4 and so on. And this is a mean activity of all of the trials. So there were 52 trials total in this particular recording. So what you can see that there is in fact entire sequence of activity which is evolving as the animal is running through the wheel run, despite all of the sensory cues are constant. All right. And now, well, we can also we thought that the local oscillation is very important. Does it play, in fact, similar role while the animal is running in the running wheel as if it's walking through the real environment? And we say, in fact, yes, which I think is very cool. So what we can see that Again, LFP has frequency about 8 Hz, but neurons are oscillating faster than LFP, and we, so that we see the same phenomenon which we call phase precession while the animal is running in the running wheel. And the sequences are preserved as if the animal is running in the real environment, because again, when we look at a pair of cells, then 0 is one neuron, and the bars is an activity of a second neuron on a short time scale, on a long time scale. And when we correlate these numbers for many cells, we see again nines correlation, which is exactly the same what we have seen when the animal is walking in the environment. All right, so now once it, oh yeah, and what's really cool about these results is that in fact this activity is dependent on the animal doing a memory task. Because when we let the animal to run in the running wheel, which is attached to the home cage, and we don't let the animal to remember anything, then we don't see the sequences. What we see that these are individual neurons, these are runs in the wheel run, and you see that the structure disappeared. And even if we try to create a sequence in some way, we just don't, on a mean, there is maybe some noisy sequence which you get even if you sort noise data or randomly generated data. And on trial-by-trial basis, there is no systematic sequence in how neurons fire. And interestingly enough, these neurons, in fact, are firing at the same frequency as the local field, as the local field oscillation, and there is no systematic relationship between how cells fire with respect to each other. All right. So now what we have seen that when the animal is running in the running wheel, it can produce kind of place field activity, but we know that external cues are not needed at all, and that probably the internal code is organizing this entire machinery. So now the question again is, I'm sorry, so just to summarize it, then hippocampus can generate place fields, which we now call episode fields, internally without without any input from external cues. And this depends on the animal or being involved in memory tasks. The animal has to be doing memory tasks in order for us to see this very complex patterns in hippocampus. And the temporal dynamics with which these neurons fire is very similar to when the animal is walking through the real environment. And then again, I'm returning to the same question. Is then the internal clock more important than the external cues? How can we test that? Well, I think it's very simple. We can, in fact, just look at the oscillation and make it faster or make it slower, and then hopefully dissociate or then look at whether neurons are following the oscillation or whether they are following the external cues. So we have tried that. How did we do it? Well, what we do is that we take a Peltier device and attach a silver wire to it and implant it into medial septum, which is a nucleus which is responsible, or very, it's one of the most important pacemakers for generation of theta oscillation. And we are recording from hippocampus. So we let animals to do exactly the same task, and we cool and heat medial septum, and now we are asking, can we change the frequency of LFP theta oscillation? If we can, will neurons follow this change in the frequency? And then if the change is sufficient enough, will we be in fact able to stretch and shrink the size of the place field and maybe even shift the place field in the environment and therefore dissociate the role of external cues and internal dynamics? So I can tell you right now that the answer to the first two questions is yes. And the third point is the last part of the story, which we don't know answer to yet. So just to show you some data. So this is again, this is a frequency profile of local field oscillations when the animal is doing the same task while we are cooling and heating medial septum. So you can see that we can slow down and speed up LFP. In this case, the heating was fairly mild because there is good danger that I lesion the animal, so I'm a little careful with the heating. But with cooling, we very systematically see that that the frequency slows down. This is another experiment. What's very cool is that, in fact, running speed of the animal increase when we are cooling. It's in general known that the speed of the LFP oscillation correlates that the frequency of the LFP oscillation, theta oscillation, correlates with running speed. And therefore, if I tell you that I slow down LFP oscillation, you can tell me, well, the animal is probably running slower, and that explains the whole change. But in fact, the animal is running faster, and despite of that, we are getting slower LFP oscillations. And then we can ask, do cells, do pyramidal cells and interneurons follow the change in the frequency of oscillation? And the answer is yes. In the running wheel, as well in the maze, interneurons, as well as pyramidal cells, decrease their firing, the frequency of their oscillation, and the change is the same as the change in the local field oscillations. So now I'm missing answer to the third question, which we will hopefully have soon. So just to summarize, then we see that heating and cooling of the medial septum can change the frequency of the of the theta oscillation, and at the same time we can change the frequency of the unit oscillation, and we just need to look at whether we can see the change in the place field size and position. And I would like to thank Jiri Bužáky for his very kind mentorship, and Genoa Farm, which is my new home and our little friends. Thank you so much.